Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Today on The Ether, we have the Anchor AMA. Let's take a listen.
Any new assets that you bring on, or is that kind of like the direction for just the new assets that you're going to bring on as collateral?
Everything, because this goes hand in hand with cross-chain, right? Think about if we go cross-chain and we want to start adding more assets from the Ethereum ecosystem. We can't wait 3 months on Solidity audits, right, to get those new assets on board. We need to be able to just look at risk metrics, right, look at the staking return on that, and then just onboard that as a new asset collateral type.
I see. And then, so does this create the same, like, I guess, so with Stator, right, they have to create a Luna X pool and incentivize that pool in order for that, you know, derivative to have liquidity. Is that something that needs to happen moving to this model as well?
Yeah, you would have to, you obviously would have risk metrics, right? Liquidity is probably one of the biggest risk metrics you'd have to look at, because we need these things to be able to get liquidated within the right threshold so that protocol doesn't take on losses and risk insolvency. So looking at the liquidity of these assets before they're onboarded is exactly correct.
So what you are telling me, if I try to translate, is that with this change, instead of being dependent on a third party like Lido, right, which basically is crucial right now for Anchor, you're enabling long-term every cross-chain yield-bearing asset to be deposited in Anchor so that people can, in the end, borrow UST against it.
100%. And that's a key point that I was about to bring up, is this is more decentralized, right? You're essentially just pairing borrowers against lenders at this point.
Okay, so, great, because I was writing down the... Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so just to chime on, like, to provide all of the community members with a bit more context. So if you look at liquid staking, there's actually quite a lot of different token standards that have been implemented. But for Anchor, it always has assumed a single type of standard. And what we're doing right now is we're trying to expand... We're trying to generalize our collateral additions to every standard that's out there. So right now, if you look at the BLUNA model, there's like some initial deposits and the staking rewards, the balance of those accrue on top of that, like separately. But if you look at like other like liquid staking tokens, there's like those that implement a model similar to AUST, where you have a single token balance and its value accrues as staking rewards accrue. And then also there's also models similar to SDE, like Lido's SDE, where the token balance that you hold that increases as staking rewards accrue. So previously we only support similar to BLUNA, and in order to support like models outside of that, we had to wrap those tokens into an interface that we could support. But what we're doing is what our plan is to do the reverse now. So it's quite cumbersome for those tokens to support Anchor. So instead of that, it's Anchor adjusting to all of the interfaces out there and having it more generalized. So this actually like opens up quite a lot of like opportunities. So like this, I believe, would be like the first step to expand out of staking rewards. So yeah, once we implement, once something like this were to be implemented, then it becomes much easier to add something like LP tokens as collateral. And any asset that accrues yield in any format becomes much more easier to be added as anchor collateral.
Yeah, he dropped a little bit of alpha there, right? Like, so this will be possible, right? This is the huge thing, is like to be more competitive, to be able to add certain LP tokens, right? This is huge. It opens the floodgates for collateral, right? And that's what we need, is to not only move cross chain, but to relook at how we do this to allow massive amounts of collateral types to be onboarded.
It's always good when I'm getting, while I'm listening, kind of goosebumps. That's what's happening here, because I was thinking about myself about, well, it's yield-bearing asset for me, and LP is a yield-bearing asset in the end. We see kind of similar things in the end. That's a similar mechanism that Abracadabra at the end is using, right? Use the power of yield-bearing assets to grow long-term. And on the other side, as a fellow lunatic, Shah, I hear you also laughing. It's like, oh yeah, I see. Basically, the black hole of UST is getting bigger if we go cross-chain and people deposit their yield-bearing cross-chain assets and create more UST, which is wild, right?
Yeah, I feel like Ryan just like subtly dropped this huge bomb on us right now, as far as like implications for Anchor adapting to accept this new kind of paradigm of collateral.
Should we, I don't know, Nate, before maybe you give us more alpha, but I see four people are right now lining up. Should we open it a bit? Because probably a lot of people have now questions or question marks in their eyes. We lost him, right? So
nope.
let's get them. He requested, and let's request. So let's get, I think, Cher was the one who is waiting the longest. Let's get him up here. Then we have BB getting him up here. Mr. Pantera, cool. Amazing.
It's cool to hear, I just like the way that Ryan put it, which was like Anchor has decided to kind of adapt and evolve, as opposed to kind of like sticking with how it was originally designed, to start incorporating these other collateral types. And I guess like the evolution of liquid staking derivatives, which I think a lot of us who, got into Terra, saw as like, hey, this is like a new paradigm in DeFi, is these liquid staking derivatives, because that new thing changed or had like a new kind of development with these like tokens that auto compound. It's cool to hear the protocol adapting to the DeFi space, which moves so fast.
Got it. So I would say let's go step by step. So I think the first one waiting the longest was Cher Wizard. Go ahead, Cher.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, it's exciting to hear the focus being on the borrow side and how you're going to change the architecture to allow for more derivatives and yield-bearing assets and LPs to make that the borrow side more competitive. And I still think part of me is still concerned that because money markets are becoming so prevalent that will at the end of the day, will the, when you look at the borrow APR on Anchor versus the Anchor distributed, if that's going to be competitive enough to compete with the growing number of borrow money markets out there? That's one thing I would love to hear your thoughts on. I guess only time will tell. And the second is, I'm just again trying to figure out how to continue to get revenue for Anchor to support the earn side of it. And so I'm just curious if there's any ideas that have been kind of floating around to create more use cases, to create maybe a second business model to try to get revenue in from outside of just the borrow side of things. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking and researching things here, and always the community is always throwing ideas out there. They're constantly cross-pollinating with us to do that. Yes, we're looking at those things, but we have to be careful too to not get distracted. Building a whole different business model takes a lot more resources, and there's a shortage of resources, as everyone's acutely aware of. So as resources scale, that's certainly a possibility. But right now, stay focused, build this cross chain, stay strategized, and then see the effects that have. We think they're going to be good, but like you said, time will tell. And then we recalibrate in 3-4 months, and hopefully there's more resources to pull from, and we go from there. And I, going to your first point, I think it's like there's still vacuums, right? There's still independent ecosystems. I'm not saying there isn't competition at the moment, but right now we look at this as more like, let's just get as many users on as possible, get those users locked in. And then as things become more competitive, we get more competitive, right? Right now it's just about getting users in here, getting as much collateral as possible to have a huge user base. Therefore, we've got the competitive advantage. We've got the barriers to entry, the economies of scale that can compete in any arena. I mean, look at Aave and what they can do because they were first movers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just see there's a lot of ecosystems that are advertising, hey, we're going to give you tokens to borrow right now. And maybe I'm thinking, is that tenting up the money markets artificially for a time being? And like I said, I think Anchor is a first mover and has such a great reputation behind it. But I think, you know, getting those users on board is going to be crucial. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for your question.
Thank you. Was that four? You're up next.
Yo, what's up, Danku? Hey, I just had a question about, so I know obviously depositing UST, depositing Luna, that's all going to capture value to the Luna token. But me, myself, I also hold Anchor. So I just had a question. Is there any way, or are you guys thinking of anything you guys can do to capture some of the value of the cross-chain capability to the Anchor token itself?
I think we lost him. Let me get him back up at a speaker.
You guys can hear me?
Yeah, just bear with us. We just lost Nate for a second. I don't know if somebody else offered.
Nate,
I'm back.
Nate, did you catch the question?
What were we trying?
Question is,
yeah, what was it?
Basically, like, does any of the cross-chain stuff, is it doing anything to bring value accrual to the Anchor token?
Absolutely. I mean, just think of the tokenomics of the model, right? The more borrowing you have, the more buybacks happen.
Is that a full stop or did we lose
you? No, it's a full stop. I mean, that's a full stop. I mean, I'm not going to talk about, like, what price action and Anchor is. We obviously can't do that, you know, but just think of the tokenomics, and you have more borrowing. The way the model works is that increases the amount of buybacks. You have more yield to distribute to stakers. That's how it works.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You know it.
I think we see it reflected already right now. I just opened the Anchor. It's at 27% for staking Anchor, which looks juicy, but as you said, the market is a free market. Whatever he wants, he will do in terms of Anchor token. But also, I don't know, quickly, Nate, if you can give some insights to the people, because once we see, which day was it, the 15th of March when Anchor went live? So the next 15th of March or around that, we will see an adjustment in terms of emission of the Anchor token, which probably has a huge impact also in general on the price.
Exactly.
Well, you cannot talk about price.
We won't talk about price, but we could certainly talk about emission schedules, right? And in March, all DLP rewards finally ceased. That was a huge amount of emissions, right? And more emissions. As time goes, back percent, but we certainly aren't going to see anywhere near the same amount of emissions with Anchor in its second year.
I'm crazy to think you guys are bring it up. Go ahead, but
sorry, guys. Just to jump on, clarify a lot of questions that have been arising. So, like, LP rewards have been scheduled to end in like March 17th, 2022, since the launch of Anchor, and as for, I know a lot of you guys have been like watching or seeing like the table on Anchor documentation and been thinking that LP rewards would last for a period of 4 years, but that's not actually true. Like the table that's currently up there is stated as cumulative like ANC distribution. So I just wanted to make that clear before we proceed.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, I think it's a good point.
It is a good point, and it highlights why it highlights that people don't read because it's clearly stated.
You know, Nate, first of all, always pointing the finger in their own direction. It's just difficult to read. I'm going defense of the people. It's really difficult to read, but I have it in front of me. So it says year one, 50 million of Anchor LP incentive, which is, I mean, minuscule in terms of how much was emissioned already. now for the full first year, which was 475 million. 50 million of this is ENK LP incentives, and they will stay at 50 million in this table. That's why there is not much adding in there, as Ryan said. I understand. It's
difficult. Yeah, if you just look at the table, I understand why you'd be confused, right?
Cool. And we have Russell up next. Thank you, Boar. And then we go with Pantera.
Hello, everyone. I had a question about what percentage of B-Luna is staked on Anchor versus Terra Station? Because to me, it seems like one of the main strategies should be to try to get B-Luna moved over from Terra Station to Anchor, because Anchor's so important for Luna and the entire Terra ecosystem. So is there any kind of strategies to try and convince more people to stake on Anchor versus just keeping their Luna on Terra Station?
I mean, the borrow rate there, I mean, the sense that you can essentially, right now you're paying a little bit to borrow. It sounds funny to say that, right? Because typically you pay to borrow, right? Still ridiculously low to actually borrow. I mean, that's the incentive right now, obviously, to get it over there, is the borrow rate. Direct incentives outside of that, I don't know of any. Ryan, I don't know if you know of anything I don't know of.
I think for broadly, the ecosystem, in TFL, and everyone needs to make, borrowing, more accessible, more convenient, and, the use case is more apparent to a lot of people. I think debt is still foreign to a lot of people. Taking on leverage is scary. And if you have to click 5 buttons and then you might liquidate it, I can see why a lot of people, might not want to jump into that, with their spare Luna. And so I think it's up to the community and us too to better communicate, what you can do, what opportunities can arise with some of these strategies.
Yeah, absolutely. And we certainly are working on strategies to engage the community more on getting these things in place.
Yeah, it's funny. DeFi has come so far, and those of us that have been in the space for so long, are just so, used to being incentivized to borrow. It's totally changed our sense of relativity. I do DeFi tutorials most weeks, and it's still is this thing that does not compute to most normies that you actually, that you're not paying huge amounts to borrow.
Yeah, it's still weird to me.
It's not only the borrow, right? I don't know, Shah, if you see this more in your tutorials, it's there are more and more apps now coming, probably soon Alice and Cash, where people can get the 20% Anchor power also in the real world, let's say neobanking. And one of the new protocols or services that is coming, I forgot the name. It was also on Terabytes. Pantera, helped me out. You had him 2 weeks ago. What's his name? Can you hear us?
Bima? Is it Bima Finance or...? No,
it's anyway, it doesn't matter. So they had an AMA just a few days ago, and there were a lot of, let's say, normal people, no coin or whatever, right? And they say, so if I go out kind of this position, so do I lose immediately for the whole month my yield from before? No, you don't. Do I get a penalty if I go out earlier? Do I get a penalty if I move funds at all? Do I, kind of this stuff that usually to get 1 or 2% in the TradFi world is a huge pain, right? You need to commit to stuff, be it time or whatever. And these are just issues and topics that we as DGEN say, 20%, that's not enough. I don't take it, right? I need to go full DGEN mode. That's small, right? But on the other side, it's still a lot, right?
Dude, we need 1,000,000% APY, right? We need I don't get up unless it's 250,000,000% APY.
That's right.
You know how to achieve? Just call it Anchor DAO.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anchor DAO, protocol owned liquidity borrowing.
Pantera, you've been waiting patiently. Do you have a question?
Hey guys. I have a two-part question. So regarding the new liquid staking derivatives, do you see most of them or all of them that are included having the same LTV maximum limits and ratios, or will they be separate depending on how volatile the asset is or liquidity? And then the other part is moving money to the earn side from these liquid staking derivatives. So you have to convert it to UST. Can you just dive more into how that works? And like, is that more burdensome as compared to, you know, obviously it's more burdensome than how it works with BLUNA now. So can you just dive a little bit deeper into like, what are the extra steps needed to achieve that?
Nate, did you catch all that? I think he got disconnected for a second. And so you might have to repeat yourself. Nate, are you with us? Oops.
You got it, Shaw. Just let me know. I'm sure you have it too. You have it too.
You're so eloquently spoken, my friend. there he goes. He's connecting again.
You were asking about the UST side of it?
Well, so I'll just quickly re-ask. So whenever you bring on these new liquid staking derivatives, is the LTV like maximum and threshold and over collateralization amount, is it going to be the same as it is now with BETH and BLUNA, or do you see that changing across different assets? And then the other part is, I would just love to hear you dive a little bit deeper into how you actually convert the staking rewards into UST so that people can earn it on the earn side.
Yeah, so absolutely. This obviously has to be a community-based decision, right? All of the LTVs and things like that are going to be community voted. I do think we need to come together as a community and start talking about the LTV right now. That's something else. We think it needs to be adjusted to be a little more competitive. As far as the UST, you're talking about the staking rewards coming from the user, how we're going to convert that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be similarly baked into the interest rate, right? It's just calculating that into the interest rate. So essentially an Oracle price would take the average staking return. Simply, it'd be measuring the base asset price and then measuring the compounding asset price to get an average staking return to add that into the interest rate.
But does that, maybe I'm not asking the question correctly. How do those staking rewards, if I'm borrowing against, say, one of these new derivatives, how does that actually get, how do those staking rewards
gotcha.
Get converted Got into you. UST so, for people on earn?
So that's a charge that they pay back at the end in UST, right? So the user has to pay their loan back in UST. So that interest rate paid is in UST. So that it's up to the borrower to pay that interest rate. So that's how it's converted by the borrower.
I gotcha. Okay. So that doesn't change from how things work now.
Exactly. It's funny. It's like a very minor change with massive ramifications, right? And that's almost why it's so hard to wrap our heads around it. It took a long time just to get the team on board understanding this. So I totally get why everyone's like, huh, wait, what? And then you boil it down. You're like, wait a minute. This really isn't that any different, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I appreciate the answers. Thanks.
I would like to follow up a question for Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would actually say there's quite a significant change if that were to happen, assuming the community is fully on board. So previously, with our current model, like it's impossible to leverage on staking rewards. But with the new proposed model, like what becomes possible is you're now able to leverage on staking rewards, and not just staking rewards. Like it's just like any kind of yield that accrues on the base collateral token, you're able to leverage on top of it. So that's like additional demand that could be have that Anchor could have.
I understood the question from Pantera also in terms of, I guess you need to translate the yield, which is coming from this compounding tokens into UST, right? So I don't know, you will probably need to use a DEX, right? Where you just take then, I don't know, MSOL, take the difference when somebody takes it off and then convert it into UST, right? That's how I understood the question of kind of how, I don't know if you can share some insights of how you're planning to do that.
No, I don't believe that there won't be any conversion of your MSOL. You'll always keep your balance of MSOL. The UST that you owe will just be ever increasing based on the interest rate that you're paying.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So now you actually get those internal staking rewards, for your Solana. So for instance, you know, Luna, you'll keep that, you know, 9%. For Ethereum, you'll keep that 4%. And so it's a way to try and equalize a little bit of, you know, who's staking rewards are higher than others to allow you to keep those.
Got it. Cool. We have JB Basics up here.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Yeah, Pantera actually covered my question. So it sounds like you guys are going to be treating each one of the liquid staking assets as individual loans. You won't be commingling them into like a collateral basket. Is that right? And then
nope.
Hang on,
JB Biscuit. Just
yeah.
Give Nate 1 second because I think the audio cuts out when you're like reconnecting. So
no problem.
Okay, I think he's back on. You can go ahead. Go ahead with your follow up, JB.
And then a follow up to that, just you know, I'm looking forward, thinking about what happened with Maker when they had those $0 bid on their collateral. Are you guys working with like Team Kajira or anything else where, you know, you have access to people in the ecosystem where they can bid on distressed loans, especially with the cross-chain liquid staking collaterals?
So you mean, are we working directly with them? We have open channels. Yeah, we have open channels with them. We really defer to them on how to work those issues out the best to their ability. Ryan probably has more direct intel on that because he's a little closer with those connections, but they're really independent.
And you guys don't have any plans to add any anything to like tie into their contracts? You know, I'm just thinking of a...
Well, we don't... That's up to them, right? You're trying to say if Anchor would then bid on it as well? Is that where you're going with?
No, not necessarily bid, but allow access for individuals in the ecosystem to... You know, I was thinking about what happened with Maker. They basically... Everybody in their ecosystem didn't really have access to the bots to bid up on the collateral.
Just
thinking... Building the robustness to, you know, distressed loans, having individuals come in and, you know, buy those up at a small discount by them going to zero or something like that and causing the whole, basically all of Anchor become insolvent, you know, and they have to, you know, they had to print money basically to come out of that.
Yeah, I think having diversity of liquidator protocols is key, right? There's Lighthouse that's coming out soon, which I'm excited to see. That'll have another liquidation provider, right? So the more we can have, the better. And that creates more liquidity behind liquidations. Liquidity is obviously key to this. And then having more than one, ideally having 3, 4, 5 in there. And then it's up to those teams to then plug those into other protocols. And yes, I think that's definitely the direction we need to be moving in. I completely agree with you.
And like, just to note, like, the liquidation queue contract, which handles the collateral liquidations right now, it's, contract, it can be accessed by anyone. And it's quite different from traditional liquidation systems, such as the one on MakerDAO. So it's no longer the speed or latency on how fast you can submit a transaction that liquidates. So no matter how you submit your transaction, like it's no longer on the latency, but it's more on the premium or discount that you offer to purchase the liquidated collaterals. So even if you were to be the first to submit the liquidation transaction, like it's no longer you that take the liquidated collaterals. It's like the lowest bidder, or like the highest bidder in this case, like the highest bidder that offers to purchase collateral. So like, I wouldn't say bots would have like a fair stake in the game. It's a completely a open market.
Yeah, it's a more egalitarian bidding method is exactly what he's saying there. Your premium is speaking for itself. Not how quickly you get it in there. It's not first in, first out, or any of that garbage, right? So it's a lot harder to arbit with bots. And that's a very good point.
That's exciting to hear. I think we've all noticed the significant improvements with that kind of egalitarian system, or improving that. We'll try to get a few more. There's so many people that want to ask questions now all of a sudden. So We'll try to get a few more in. Yevgeny, do you have a question? Looks like maybe he stepped away.
You know, Shah, that's why I wanted to ask you as well. Maybe we can get one more in here. I think Dallas was trying to get it in here, but maybe this is an amazing chance for Nate to just say where people, because there are so many requests, can start truly discussing stuff besides from this AMA. And we give now Dallas the last chance to ask a question, because probably we'll stay here another hour, which I love, but...
Yeah, as always, you're going to hate me for saying this, right? Go to the forum, right? Get on the Anchor forum. And I got to give some credit. Like, people have been listening. I've seen more uptick in activity there. But yeah, forum, and post your ideas and do it.
Forum, forum, forum. All right, Dallas, you want to kick it off with the last question here?
Yeah, definitely. Two quick ones, if you guys don't mind. So one, obviously there's projects, you know, like Abracadabra, who are kind of doing like that 85-15 strategy where they keep some of the UST as UST on that chain and they bridge the rest over into AUST. What do you guys think, or in case I missed it, on any plans to make that easier for other projects who are on other chains to, you know, be able to tap into the Anchor yield with like deposited UST? If it's like, let's say, wormhole UST on those other chains, do you guys have any thoughts on that that process being any easier? Do you think that the model that they're doing in terms of like kind of how to manage that is the way that like you think most projects are going to do it?
We try to be pretty agnostic on that. Like, the Anchor team itself didn't directly try to make that any easier, and I don't necessarily, this is my personal opinion, and there's some polarization of ideas on the forum about this too, so it's a very touchy subject, right? I don't necessarily think we should be making it any easier or any harder. I think we should just be doing our job agnostically to make this an easy to use open decentralized protocol. But again, that's my personal opinion.
Okay, no, I think that's right. And then super quick, if you guys don't mind, would the forum be the best spot? I've been a long time user of Anchor for a long time, and yesterday I used it for the first time on SafePal, and went to put in BLUNA, and then went to go borrow against it after providing it, and then it's just gone. I don't see it, but the transaction's on chain. So like, is the forum the best spot for stuff like that? And I hate to even
just no, that's okay. This is really good. I appreciate you actually asking that. No, the forum's not great for that. This is for discussing ideas. It's actually kind of a pain when people post problems on there. Go to the Discord channel and open a ticket over there. We've got some great people. Someone else over there, he's a saint. He's phenomenal. He helps people out. He's patient. So head over there if you got any problems like that. Amazing people from the community over there will pop in and help you as well. I'm on there sometimes as well. So just hop on over there. We're trying to beef that up, get another support person over there to help as well.
But awesome. But be wary, please don't ever want to reach out to you when you post in that channel. So beware of scammers.
They're relentless.
Yeah, you can actually change your settings too, which I have done. Change it so that someone has to friends request you first before they can message you. Makes it a lot nicer of an experience over at Discord.
Epic. Okay. Yeah, thank you guys for your help. I appreciate it. Keep doing your thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Discord is amazing, right? We have people like Chino Man, who's doing an amazing job. Something else you mentioned, right? Code Noodle, is he still in there in the Anchor Discord? I haven't been in a while. And others, right? I probably forgot the mods.
We've got amazing people over there. They're just some of the most diehard community fanatics that don't even really get fully rewarded for the true work that they do.
Dallas, are you still making content? You used to be like a YouTube content creator, right? You're going to make some Anchor videos?
Yeah, I will. I took a break for a bit. I've been focusing on something, but I'm in a great spot now. So I'm going to start churning out content like basically every day. So I got some Anchor stuff coming on the way. If I can, maybe I'll reach out to you guys and see if we can do something there.
Right on. Yeah. We always like it. We'll maybe loop you into the next AMA if you want to join the group of speakers.
Yeah, sure. I followed you, Nate, by the way, but the rest of you guys. So. Great to meet you guys finally.
Yeah, awesome to have you on board.
Amazing. Cool. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Shah, I like the thing that you said, forum, forum, forum. Is this the words that we close it?
Yeah, forum, forum, forum. That's it. That's our new goodbye forum. No, I know it's not fun. So, and we've been talking about this. It's just the thing is that things get lost on Twitter, right? And there's no repository of that. They're buried in all the noise. So if you got a really good idea, there's a lot of great ideas you can put on there. Follow ideas, add thoughts, questions. Even if you're just over there reading it, right? And then maybe you want to tweet about something you read there. That's cool too.
Theme. Do you still want to say no financial advice? I don't know. Cool. I had a lot of fun. Sasha is always a pleasure for me, and it's great to listen to you, Nate, and also Ryan when he then chimes in. When he raises his voice, man, it's just pure alpha. I know people have requested to speak. I think they should come back next week. Do you know, Nate, when the next one is already planned for?
We're trying to get one going next week. It'll either be the next week or the following. I'll drop a little bit of alpha at the end. It's going to be a flip side specialized AMA. We're going to be talking about setting DeFi data standard protocol metrics. So a bunch of fun stuff.
Nice. Cool. Then looking forward to that one.
Man, these things are getting bigger and more people asking questions. It's just so awesome that you guys are doing these AMAs for the community. So I just want to personally thank you guys, the whole team. We got new anchor team members joining in. We got Mr. OG himself, Ryan, speaking today and answering several questions. Just always fun to be on these. I guess we'll kick it off with that, guys. Thanks again, everyone, for joining. For all the 500 plus people that came on today, thanks for joining us. And we'll be talking to the anchor team again potentially next week with some more alpha.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was about the last 30 minutes or so of the Anchor AMA, recorded on Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funded the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.